Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Danny Murphy. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dutch Dotterer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Post. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball. Races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Robinson moves to third. Dotterer moves to second. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dotterer for a passed ball. Bauschi moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dotterer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Zimmer reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Averill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards left. Post fields it and throws to second to catch Zimmer for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Chacon covering, for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dotterer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dotterer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Dotterer reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman pinch runs for Dutch Dotterer. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. Lockman moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Willie Jones pinch hits for Cal McLish. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. McMillan scores. Chacon moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 3 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Chacon moves to third. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chacon, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Chacon steals home. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Reds. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Bell steals second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing right field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. House reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chacon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-4 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Casco steals second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Bell reaches second base with a double. Casco scores. It's 7-to-4, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-4 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Noth. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. Bob Grimm now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett scores. Ashburn moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 7-5, Reds. Mo Thacker pinch hits for Lou Johnson. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.